In the name of Jesus. Tonight we celebrate. No time for fasting. Now is the time for feasting. Party time. Excellent. Why? Why? Life and death contended, and life came out on top. Christ is risen. Yes, the risen Christ Jesus has walked out of the grave and trampled down death for good, forever. Death is a big fat loser. He now walks around with a big L on his forehead. Jesus, the huge winner, big W on his forehead. Jesus is victorious. And tonight is about us sharing in the victory over death in the grave with Jesus. But this is where we can get a bit cynical, thinking, where's the victory? Seriously, where is the victory? The body count keeps rising, graves keep getting more and more, cemeteries getting bigger and bigger, death continues his death march. Where's the victory? Is this religion thing just about comforting us until it's our turn? Until we bite the dust? Where's the victory? I don't see any reason to celebrate. Cancer continues. Hate continues. Wars continue. Suffering continues. Natural disasters continue. Where is the victory? Dear friends, we do not live the Christian life with our eyeballs. We live the Christian life with our ear holes. As Pastor Paul says in 2 Corinthians 5:7, for we walk by faith, i.e. hearing, not by sight. See, our eyes fool us easily. But the Word of God never fools us. Never deceives us. Never leads us astray. As the psalmist says in Psalm 119, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Tonight, dear Elijah, dear Nolan, dear Reed, you promised that by the grace of God, you would hear the word of God faithfully all life long. Why? Why? Because you are sojourners. You are pilgrims in this world. You haven't arrived. This is not your home. So don't get too comfortable here. Your home is the new heavens and the new earth. The Lord promises to bring you there using his word. After all, he is the shepherd and you are the sheep. And how do sheep follow their shepherd? It's not with their eyes. They have horrible eyesight. They use their ears. Listen to Jesus, John 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. And no one will snatch them out of my hand. Sheep, Elijah, sheep, Nolan, sheep, Reed, use your ears. Stay close to the voice of Good Shepherd Jesus. After all, there is only one who can lead you out of death into life. And that's Good Shepherd Jesus. He is the one who leads you through the valley of the shadow of death into his house where you shall dwell forever. Dear brothers, tonight you begin an incredible journey home. This is the night you, sons of Adam, begin your trip back to paradise. That whole new world where wars will be no more, cancer will be no more, suffering will be no more, death will be no more, natural disasters will be no more. This is the night when you, sons of Noah, are reminded of your baptism that brought you into the holy ark of the Christian church, which will carry you safe and sound above the tumultuous waters of sin and death and the power of the devil to the shores of the resurrection and life everlasting. This is the night, you sons of Israel, leave sin's shackles behind at the font, and you walk in freedom onward and upward to the promised land of the new heavens and the new earth, being fed, being sustained, being nourished by the bread of life, the heavenly manna, the body of Jesus. This is the night the Lord Jesus has passed out of death into life, and he has brought you with him. Dear brothers, do not walk away from Jesus. Do not leave him in the rear view mirror. No, not ever. That is eternal death deadly. That spells doom and gloom. Follow Jesus. Listen to him. His word, he keeps. And he keeps you in his nail-scarred hands no matter what. Oh, how wonderful, how amazing, how incomprehensible is Christ's love toward all of us. A love that is worth celebrating through this life into the life and the world to come. Less talking, more feasting, party time. Excellent. Happy Confirmation Day to you three. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen.